Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yo. 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 Aubrey Edwards, Tony Schiavone, we bout to party, we bout to party. Unrestricted, got the house now, we gon' turn it up, up, bring the house down. Got that bass, space, pump it, make them bounce now. Flossing like they bossing and the freaks are coming out now.
Welcome everyone to AEW Unrestricted, the official podcast of All Elite Wrestling. Aubrey Edwards here at the crack of dawn with Tony Schiavone. How you doing, Tony?
I'm great, Aubrey. How are you, my friend?
Yeah, it's fine. I've already had like 3 cups of coffee, so we're doing okay over here. Doing okay.
3 cups? 3 cups already, huh?
3 cups. I mean, when they're 8-ounce cups, it doesn't actually feel like 3 cups. It's when you get like the 3 20-ounce cups. That's when you're in for some shit.
I'm 3 hours ahead of you. I know it's very early where you are, and...
7 a.m. That's how much I love you. Okay.
I've had 2 energy drinks. This is my second one already. So
there you go. There you go.
Does caffeine affect you at all?
Oh yeah, it does. There's definitely
doesn't bother me at all.
Well, it's because you're old as shit. but yeah, it's one of those like the day after travel is always like, oh my god, I'm a zombie. But by then, right. By the time we have to fly out again, I'm doing okay.
I should say this: it perks me up, and that's why I take it. It's sugar free. Okay, that's another reason. But yeah. I can fall asleep. As a matter of fact, there'll be some nights that Bug and I here will be here in the Batcave, and it'll be like midnight, and I will drink one of these so I can play like 2 hours of Halo, and then I go right to sleep. I mean, it doesn't keep me up. I've always been able to fall asleep. Well, enough of that. Enough of my biometrics or whatever you talk about. Hey, like your shirt. If you're watching on video, Republic de Lucha. Yes. And of course we were there for, that great comedy show during our time out in LA. What a wonderful place that is, right? That's a hidden gem.
Oh my God.
That is a hidden gem.
So if you're ever in South Pasadena, go check it out. It's basically a store run by the Lucha Bros. They've got merchandise. They've got a lot of history for Lucha Libre. You can buy their masks and stuff, but you can buy masks from like other famous luchadors. They have movie nights. Like, it's just a really cool place as far as supporting Lucha Libre, but also looking at it from like the history aspect.
Yep.
And then they have events. Like, we went there for a wrestling comedy show and there was a bunch of wrestling comedians. Ryan Nemeth was there. His brother was there. It was just such a good time.
It was. And I love finding more out about our athletes and working with our athletes. And I was not aware of it. And now I'm glad I found it out.
Yeah. All right. What are we doing here today, Tony?
Well, we want to talk a few minutes about what is going on behind the scenes here in AEW, because I'm very honored to have been promoted by Tony Khan.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's a crew of us that have been promoted. It's QT Marshall, Sanjay Dutt, Pat Buck, and myself have been promoted within the confines of what's going on. And it's a very important thing on many levels. I think, number one, you have to realize, and I think a lot of times people don't realize this, that we're still a very young company. Mm-hmm. We're finding our way. Tony Khan has been so successful, as we know, with his ventures into Fulham and sports analytics, and of course with the Jacksonville Jaguars. But running a wrestling company is basically new to him.
Very, very new. And I mean, if we look at competitors, which, you know, don't necessarily want to bring up, but like, they've got like a 40-year head start on us. Yeah. So the fact that we're entering year three, and at the time of recording, we've been the number one show on Wednesdays 6 out of the last 7 weeks.
Right.
Sure. And I think that 1 week we only lost because, you know, the Mets and the Yankees played and they're both number one right now. So
right.
I'm okay losing to that.
I get that. I understand. But now there's a lot more in wrestling than just trying to create a good show and create numbers.
Yes. Yes, there really is.
There's a lot more to any company than doing that. And one of the things that I'm involved with now, and I like it. I really do. I find it very stressful at times. And that is working with Pat Buck and Christopher Daniels in talent relations.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really think that is important to any type of business, is to be able to treat your athletes with respect and with their concerns and try to intervene when there is a problem. And as we know, in any sports team, there's problems. So, and I think I was put in this position because I really do. I don't like to listen. You know how I am. I don't like to watch myself on TV. I don't like listen back to myself. I'm not in this for the ego, but I do think that I can say this about myself, that I know how to treat people. And I think that's one of the reasons that I was put in this position.
I think it's a combo. Like, you know how to treat people, but also everyone has a lot of respect for you.
Right. Yeah. I guess a long time in this business would do that to you, right? Because I've been around a long, long time.
Either that or you've paid us all off, so.
So I just feel that now we are moving in the right directions backstage.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think that you can't please everybody, but you try to intervene. You try to make sure that they understand why we're doing things, what we're doing. And also, too, because Tony has so much going on that he depends on us for a lot now. He really, really does.
Right. We're not even in football season yet.
Right, right. So just to let everybody know what my job is now, senior producer and special advisor in talent relations. I love that special advisor role.
Special advisor.
It's like, would you go advise him or something? I go, yeah. I do a lot of running. During the day, running, you know, trying to talk to talent. And then what I'll do is when I don't have a specific thing to do, like run, go get this person because Tony wants to talk to them and we need to hammer out some things and bring him back into Tony's office. Basically what I do, walk around during the day and ask people how they're doing.
Yeah.
And ask them if they're happy, if there's anything we can do to make it better. And that's very, very important. I think we're really making good strides. I really do. But I can tell you this, it's a slow process. It really is. Now, as you know, I do announcing, as you know, mm-hmm. here on the podcast with you and on Dynamite and Elevation and now Rampage. But I'm also a senior producer, which means here's what I do for Rampage. We record Rampage on Wednesdays, mostly. Sometimes we have a live Friday. The show comes back into Nashville. Nashville will send me and Excalibur, mostly Excalibur because he's the lead announcer, a list of audio fixes we have to do. So I will record them here at the Batcave. I got the equipment to do it. Send it back, and they will insert the audio fixes. If we flub up something or if there's something Tony wants to promote better, and that comes in the middle of the day on Thursday. Friday, about 9 p.m., I'll get the screener of Rampage, and I will watch the screener, and I will make notes on what I think is missed camera shots or something that shouldn't be seen, or if somebody says something that probably is not right. And I'll send a whole list of email, a whole list of notes to Tony on Thursday night. And then on Friday, is by the way, we're recording here on Friday. Friday, I'll get another list of all audio repairs to do on Friday. And then, of course, the show airs on Friday night. So by the time the show airs on Friday night, I will have watched it twice. So by the time Friday night comes around, it's like, did you watch? And I go, yeah, kind of. Did you make all the changes I wanted? And say, well, some we did, some we didn't. So that's kind of what my job is. And, of course, doing the podcasting here. But I really think that of all the things that I do for this company, talent relations is the most important. I really, really do.
Well, it's probably the most rewarding, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Because you get to see all of these people. And like you and I both know, like we have people who have a wide range of history in this business. People like me who haven't been doing this for very long. And then we've got people like, you know, Chris Jericho, who's entering like his 33rd year in wrestling. So it's you've got a wide range of people, and all those people have different goals and different aspirations and all these different things. And you're trying to like manage all that. And there's a lot of big personalities backstage that you're also trying to manage.
Yeah.
Cause, there's those kind of clash a little bit sometimes. And
yeah, of course. And as far as creative goes, we do lend a hand on the creative part. We are a sounding board for Tony on his creative ideas. He'll listen to us if we do have some creative, but make no mistake, Tony is the creator, is the, as we say, booker, writes the show, and we just lend a hand, and we will work with him on Tuesday. Tuesday's a very, very late night for us, and I enjoy it. Tony and I talked about this. Tony says, you know, wrestling has always been something you do at night. There comes Chewy in. As you, may you see him over my shoulder. Chewy, what are you doing? He stopped like, what?
oh, there he is.
And Bug's like, what the hell are you doing in my office? So
Bug's like, this is my podcast?
That's like, right.
Back the fuck up.
Sorry about that. I just heard a jingle and I saw that. So anyway, so he's the creator and we stay up late. And I talk one time as wrestling is that we work at night. And we stay up late and work on the show. And the work that QT has done behind the scenes and putting together the show has been amazing. Okay.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I don't think people outside of the company understand, like, the role that QT has had. Like, he came in as an assistant. Right. I was just doing work for one or two people.
Right.
But has since then, like, he's writing the formats, essentially the script that all of us follow, down to the second for every single show.
Right.
That's a huge, huge job.
Yeah, it is. Sanjay Dutt is the best producer I've ever worked with as far as being able to work with talent on interviews. He is so good at that. And Pat Buck is so organized and knows the business and is a great leader for coaches. Now we got Madison Rain, who's a women's coach as well. So we have a great staff in place. And listen, there's more than just us. There's you. There's that works behind the scenes and help organize things. There's the other referees who help with travel, as we know.
you've got Paul and Bryce running around with their laptops constantly, trying to track people down, fixing flights.
Right.
And just man, I thought like I had a busy day, and then I watched what they're doing constantly, and I'm just like, oh, I got it easy. I'm just trying to like communicate what's going on and what order, and helping Captain finagle some extras around.
Yeah. And we got two video crews that work backstage, and they are just wonderful to work with. And what I try to do on a Wednesday morning is come up with a list of pre-tapes and things that we have to do. And I send it out to a crew of those, and we kind of get together and work. And so our day starts at like noon on the taping day, and of course doesn't finish till like midnight. And sometimes Tony wants to talk after the show.
Yep.
And so sometimes we're there to 2 a.m. after the show talking about what we've just seen and how we can make it better. I think we're going to try to do some things to even make it better. I really think that the four of us who work with Tony and even Madison now that she's with us, well, I think we all need to kind of get together and watch the show together, Dynamite afterwards, and give our honest opinion of it. I personally don't like to watch myself, but in the grand scheme of what I got to do, it's important for me to do that. So I really think that that things are going in the right direction, and Tony's leadership skills still to me. I've never worked, and I've worked with a lot of different people in wrestling. I've never worked with a person that was so passionate about, you know, people and trying to have a good place to work.
I mean, I come from another industry entirely, and Tony's still the best boss I've ever had.
Yeah, right. When something's wrong with your family or you have a personal thing, he's there for you.
Caring, compassionate.
Yeah, just recently Lois had shoulder replacement surgery, so I couldn't get there on Tuesday, and he was fine with that. I showed up on Wednesday. And the surgery took a little bit longer than we thought because they had to also pull her head out of her ass. So that was
as soon as you said it, I was like, this is going to go somewhere.
I was hoping she would hear that and then scream at me, but she didn't. But he's compassionate, and he's just a great person to work for. And therefore, I wanted to work with him closer. And this all started with a meeting I had with him in Palm Beach recently. You want to take a break here, and we'll talk about that meeting? And
yeah, let's take a break and then talk about your sweet meeting in Palm Beach,
yeah, man.
Party animal. This is AEW Unrestricted. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about all of our staffing changes and promotions and kind of a little bit more of the behind the scenes on the creative process at AEW, because Tony Khan is a big part of it, but you know, now he's got this awesome team helping him out. And Shivani, before the break, you mentioned that kind of all of this started with a meeting between you and TK down in Palm Springs.
What happened was, and I thought about this for a long time and talked to my friends that were backstage, like Excalibur and I have become very good friends, and you and Bryce, and talking to some of the people that, you know, I like being an announcer. That is always the way I've made my living, but man, I can do so much more. Look, we do the podcasts. I do the repairs that we talked about on Rampage. But basically, there's just like one day a week, right? One busy work day a week. So I've got all this time, and I don't mind working on the weekends. So I got in touch with Mega, who's our lawyer and our HR person. And I said, I'd like to meet with Tony and kind of go over some of my ideas. She said, well, tell him. I said, okay. So I said, listen, I want to talk to you, but I don't want to talk to you during TV because you know how TV is.
TV's a wild beast.
So I said, are you going to be in Jacksonville this weekend? I'll fly down to Jacksonville. And he went, yes. No, I'm sorry. Back up. I said, will you be in Jacksonville next weekend? He said, yes, I will be. So come on down and we'll meet. I said, okay. So the following Wednesday, I was leaving and I said, see you in Jacksonville this weekend. He said, wait, no, there's an NFL owners meeting in Palm Beach. Why don't you come down there? And then you can fly with me to Columbia, South Carolina to do TV. I said, okay, you got it. So went down there, and he and Alex Marvez and Mega snuck me into the NFL owner's party, which is like, my God, they spare no expense, okay? Elaborate party. And he and I talked at the party, and we talked flying back. And I said, listen, I know your EVPs are the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega. They wrestle, and they have the final say on a lot of things. I said, but I'd like to work closely with them and just helping out any way I can. And he was very receptive to it. And so we started working overnight with him. And, Pat Buck had been brought in, and Pat is very professional and does a great job on a lot of things. So I got working closely with Pat, and then he brought us all in at Universal during a taping at Universal Studios. And he says, guys, I really need your help. He said, this company is going gangbusters, but I feel that I can use you in these ways. And we said, sure. And then the announcement was made. So it all started with a meeting at Palm Beach during a very, very over the top owner's party. I'm telling you, they had, you walk through this aisle, and it's outdoors, okay, in this big courtyard in Palm Beach in this elaborate hotel, and there's like 20 sushi stations, and all these sushi chefs, they're making you, I'm thinking, what? And yeah, you know how much money the NFL has, right? My God.
Oh, yeah, no, they've got it.
Yeah, and a lot of the coaches were there, and Roger Goodell was there, and Shad Khan was there. I got to talk to him, and a band next to the pool. I'm thinking, man, this is the fucking life. I should have said to him, hey, by the way, anything I can do with the Jags?
Yeah.
Because this is the life,
buddy. That should have been your real question.
This is the life. So anyway, so it started there, on the meeting there, and we just, I think one of the things that we really do is, I really get along. Well, again, I get along with a lot of people. I've always gotten along with the Young Bucks. I've gotten along with Kenny Omega. And I know Kenny's been out because of an injury, and we don't get to see that much of him. But I do reach out to him time to time. I respect them and their knowledge in this business. for what happens inside the ring. So I think with our EVPs, and I think with the guys who work now closely with Tony, we really have a good staff of people, and we are moving in the right direction. Let me say this. Things can get crazy, as we talked about backstage, and a lot of times things can get crazy in a negative way. That's the way it happens in wrestling. But now we have the tools in place and the staff in place to try to remedy that before it breaks bad. And we're not going to be perfect at it, but I think we're going to make it a better place to work, which has already been a great place to work. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of times making a great place to work is being organized. And if your employees look at you and say, man, they're organized, it becomes a better workplace. They feel more confident about the company. And I think we can all say that right now. So
I think part of it too is based on the timing of it, because I mean, not everyone knows when the NFL owners meeting was, but that was a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the big thing is you and Pat and Sanjay and QT have from at least my perspective, have been doing this role for months.
Yeah.
And you've been helping out. And I think that's one of the best things about this promotion is the work you've been doing has already been recognized.
Sure.
And now it's just being, you know, promoted to both everyone internally and mm-hmm. everyone externally. It's like, hey, look how awesome these guys are.
Yeah.
They're freaking great. They're doing all this great stuff for the company.
I'm not doing it because of money, because I'm as an announcer and listen, I'm leading a wonderful life. You know, I started in 2019. And back in 2019, between 2017 and 2019, I had to call like three or four jobs together to make ends meet, which were good mm-hmm. jobs. It wasn't like I was digging ditches. And I'm saying digging ditch. If you're digging a ditch, do not be offended. I'm not saying digging a ditch is a bad job, but the four jobs I had called together were not manual labor jobs, put it that way. So it wasn't taxing on me. I started working for AEW in 2019, and my life changed for the better financially, but it also changed for the better, rewarding, knowing that that I was back doing wrestling again, which I've always loved. So it's been a good run. So what I'm trying to get at is that I'm not doing this because of any ego-driven, money-driven thing. I'm doing this because I really, really believe in this place. And want this place to work and believe in Tony's vision for what we're doing.
I think one of the lessons that I was taught when I first came into the business is that this is great, but it could all be gone tomorrow.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen? Like you could have the best plan in the world, but there's so many outside factors that could affect everything that who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So I think all of us that sort of have more like the office positions, maybe it's just me speaking for myself, but I feel like a lot of us are just trying to do what we can to help the company be successful.
Right.
Because we all want this to last as long as it can, because we all love these jobs and we're all grateful for everything that we do.
And I know this for a fact, and this comment's probably going to get some criticism about it, but here it goes. I do know this doesn't speak for everyone, but I do know throughout the years in pro wrestling, there have been a lot of people treated like shit.
Oh, yeah.
And we want to change that dynamic. We really, really do. You can't please everybody. And everybody wants to know what their creative is and what their vision is. And there's so much to gather up that sometimes you just cannot give each individual person the attention he or she needs for where they're going. Where's their character going? What they're going to do next? You can't. So now I'm put in the position to help Tony out with that out and let them know, hey, we care about you. Here's where you are. You're a big part of this. Or, you know what? You're not a big part of this right now. And here's your role. And just communicate. That's all. Communicate. But there's been a lot of people, not all, but there's been a lot of people treated like shit throughout their wrestling career. And we want to change the dynamic for that. And I think we are. So that's what I got. That's where I am.
There we go.
With my dog and my bat cave and Chewy won't shut up.
Yeah.
My wife with one arm.
One arm and her head out of her ass finally.
Finally. There's a meme with the Muppets and their it's really good. The Muppets have been operating on this person, and the Muppets are all looking down. They say, "Doctor, we've successfully removed her head from her ass." And I send that to Lois now and then.
Love it. This is AEW Unrestricted. We're bullshitting together. Tony and Aubrey talking about all of the recent excellent and positive changes backstage at AEW. This is AEW Unrestricted. Tony and Aubrey talking about awesome stuff that's happening backstage, giving a little inside scoop to everything that's happening. Fun story. I was chatting with her producer, Stacy, just kind of about the day-to-day at AEW, and she had a fun question about the blood that we've been having on the show.
Yes.
Which I always like, because, you know, we're TV-14 and kind of adds a little bit of the realness to everything that's happening. And recently at the Target Center in Minneapolis, I had the fortunate opportunity to referee interim champion Jon Moxley versus Chris Jericho, Lionheart Chris Jericho. And of course, there's a lot of blood, and Moxley's bleeding from the ear, and Jericho starts bleeding from the face when we have about 4 minutes left of the match. That was great. I go to the back. I'm completely covered in blood. I've got like shirt, my arms. I have no idea whose blood it is. It might be mine for all I know.
Yeah.
But it's always kind of interesting to see, like, when you're filming two different television shows and one of them, kayfabe, happens 2 days later.
Yeah.
I can't walk out on Rampage and be covered in blood, because right. Why would I be covered in blood for 2 days?
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
And it's always just a fun process of walking into medical saying, "Hey, can you wipe all this blood off of me mm-hmm. with some alcohol wipes? Check me for cuts. Great. Look good. Cool. Change your shirt. Go back out." And it's just the little things that people don't see. It's fun. It's interesting.
Changing the mats over, changing the ring skirts over, cleaning up, because, you know, back in the day, Aubrey, I'm talking way back in the day, probably in the territory days, there was a lot of staph infection.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Yeah, because that's the way it was back then. You got cut, you got opened up, and they didn't necessarily clean the mats the way they should.
And on top of that, our medical staff is great. And
sure.
I had a conversation with someone about, like, well, all the blood and stuff. I'm like, yeah, but, you know, we do testing frequently and make sure that everybody's healthy.
Right.
And, you know, just from the perspective of checking in on your talent, making sure they're fine. But if you're sharing the ring with people, like, I put on the black gloves every time someone starts bleeding, but it doesn't stop
right.
me from getting blood all over myself. So it's nice knowing that, that even though it gets a little messy, everyone's going to be safe.
I look at our medical staff with Doc Sampson and the three that assist him. I look at that medical staff, and it when I think about when I started in the business in 1983, how wrestling has evolved. And back then, I tell the story many times, back then, every wrestler was independent contractor. And mm-hmm. and there was no health insurance. There was nothing in place to keep you healthy. There was nothing in place to, you had, to, guys worked injured. Because they had to, or they didn't get paid. And that's the way it was back in the business. So it was a very, very difficult business for those, and a difficult lifestyle too, because they worked every day. They worked twice on Saturdays, twice on Sundays. I mean, literally, they worked 9 shows a week. The
ridiculous. We're spoiled.
Yeah, and they drove, okay? But the flip side is that they learned the skills quicker because they worked more. And that's one thing that we're working on as well, is, you know, trying to help talent develop their abilities, because that's just very important. So anyway, so I look at this and I think, man, this is so great the way wrestling has evolved from the time I started, because all these things are in place, medical. We have an HR department. We're concerned about you, and we don't have to wrestle every day, as you know. We have coaches, we have trainers. It's what it is. It is a sports team, and it's a sports team that have things in place to make your team perform on a weekly basis on a better level. And unfortunately, we don't have an off season. But that's what we are. And, we're now under the, Discovery Warner Media umbrella, as far as our television shows are concerned. We did something for Shark Week. We did something for House of the Dragon, but it's great synergy with the company now. And I think when I went out to LA, I realized I didn't, you hear about it, but I realized because we had that party and the Discovery people were there. And then we met with our PR people in Beverly Hills. And I realized how big of a footprint we do have now in the entertainment industry. So it's great, man. I'm living my best life, but I want it to be better. And I think I can make it happen. I can help make it happen, but it takes more than one person. And Tony realizes that.
Oh, yeah.
So how's things in your wrestling life going?
Oof. I mean, it's one of those, I feel real grateful every mm-hmm. time I get on a plane Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
That, like, just the little things, right? Like, the fact I wasn't required to move somewhere to take this job. That I built a life in Seattle prior to starting at this company. Yeah. And I get to keep that life. My family's here.
How about that?
My cats are here. I don't think they'd like to move to Florida at all. So, but I mean, I take my travel days are like 8 hours door to door typically.
Yeah,
if I don't get delayed. But it's one of those, something like that, as silly as it sounds, being able to be on a plane all day Tuesday and all day Thursday mm-hmm. is something that makes me happy and brings me a great amount of joy. And that's kind of how Tony takes care of us in the different ways that it shows, right? Like the fact that regardless of where we live, he'll fly us in. We're in hotel rooms that are booked by other people. I don't have to share it with anyone else. I get my own room. I can do whatever I want. I can make it a mess. I clean it up after. I treat our maid staff very well. But it's, I mean, kind of what you were saying. Like we're well taken care of.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
We got a lot. We got a good September coming up for us. We're going to be going back to New York City and Arthur Ashe Stadium for another AEW Grand Slam event. We obviously got another pay-per-view coming up before the end of the year. We've got, obviously, All Out coming up. And yeah, I mean, I'm traveling a lot, but I love my job.
Yeah.
Talent relations has never been an easy job in pro wrestling.
Got a lot of egos you got to juggle.
Yeah. And listen, there is somebody there who in our company who knows about that more than anybody else, and that's Jim Ross, because he was head of talent relations back in the day in the WWE when they had house shows and he had to do payoff. I mean, he had so much to do. So he's a pretty good advisor to me on that. And he's given me some opinions about how to make sure, you know, because first of all, and I know Bryce and Paul are with this, and we have Emily as well in the office with this, but you got to have a good hotel. You got to make them comfortable. Mm-hmm. You got to try mm-hmm. to, you know, because we're a remote company, you got to fly them in from all these different places. And once you fly them in, then you need to use them. I mean, you could just say, okay, we got Dynamite, Rampage, we tape on Wednesdays. We also got Elevation that we tape, so we need to use talent doing that. You can't just fly them in to, as they used to say, to sit in catering. You can't have them do that. So it's a big old machine that I think is getting fine-tuned right now, and I'm really, really excited about being in the middle of all that because, again, I know how to treat people. And I like working with people. I really do. I like talking to them. When I ask you how you're doing, I know I'm concerned. I hope it comes across, you know, genuine. So I love my job more than ever.
Yeah.
And it seems
I love my job.
Yeah. It seems like the more stressful it is, the more I love it. And somebody was like the other day when we were in Minneapolis. There's a lot of things going on. A lot of things. And we had like all these pre-tapes we had to do, and we had a short window we had to do them in. And I've got people to help us out. You're one of them, obviously. You know, you've said, call on me, I can help you out. And I know that you've got putting together matches, a lot going on. So I try to stay away from calling on you, but I also have other people that can help out. And we're trying to get all these pre-tapes done. And we have some personnel issues we got to handle. It was just a hectic day. The most hectic day I've spent since I've started doing this. And I walked around a corner and someone said, you look like someone beat you up.
Yeah.
And I said, don't take it the wrong way. I'm just rushed. I'm harried, as we like to say. So, because I may not look that way. I may not walk around the corner and go, oh, yeah, good to see you. Hey, I may be going to the next thing, but I really love what I'm doing. I love my position. I wouldn't give it up for anything. And I really feel, again, that AEW is on the right track. And again, we're just a very young company. So we're going to have, as they say, growing pains. But I think we're pushing through that.
I feel like anything worth doing that you love is not going to be easy.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard work. And you're not really sure how that hard work is going to manifest itself and what it's going to look like. But if you really do care about something, I think you'll find a way through it. You'll persevere. And you'll come out better on the other side.
Yeah. In October of 2022, it'll be 3 years, right? We'll be beginning our fourth year. We start in 19, 20, 21, 22, and then we'll be starting our fourth year. And look, we pushed through the pandemic. And
we did.
And I realized the pandemic, it's not a pandemic. I realized that COVID, the virus is still out there and people are still getting sick and you have to be careful. But we pushed through that time where we really were scared and we had to shut down, and we did some great TV shows. That made me proud.
Do you know we've been on the road for more than a year since we went back on the road?
Really? When did we start back on the road? It was
July of last year. We were in Miami. That was our first show out of Jacksonville.
Right.
And literally every week since then, we've been on the road.
Wow.
First time in company history.
That's right. Because we started in 2019, and by March of 2020, we were taken off the road.
Right. We did every other week, so we had a little bit of break built in. But yeah, it's been a crazy time. Yeah. If you think about how much time we're away from home and how much time we're trying to make this awesome.
Well, I want you to know that I do appreciate you. I appreciate Stacy, who cracks the whip on us all the time.
Oh, yeah.
She does. Yeah, shouts at us. Says, we need to do a podcast right now.
That's more you than me.
I'm kidding, Stacy. You know we love you. You do a great job. So we got a great crew here on many levels, and we really appreciate people. And I hear this a lot. Love your podcast. I'm thinking, great. I want you to know it's the AEW podcast, the unrestricted one with you and Aubrey, because I do another one with Conrad Thompson. I said, you know, that means a lot. That means a lot. And we appreciate you being out there listening to us.
Yeah, it's always great. I love doing these podcasts with you, Tony. It's been such a highlight of my career so far.
Yeah, thank you. And so we don't stumble over each other like many times we do at the end of the podcast. Aubrey, where can you check out our podcast?
You can check out our podcast every Thursday morning on all of your favorite podcast platforms. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple Music. We're on wherever the hell it is that you listen to shit. We have video episodes that come out every Monday on TNT's YouTube channel. You can watch our ugly mugs talk about stuff and, you know, be real happy about our jobs. You can watch AEW Dark Elevation Mondays on YouTube. You can watch Dark on Tuesdays on YouTube. You can watch Dynamite on TBS on Wednesdays, 8 o'clock, 7 Central. And you can watch Rampage on TNT Friday, 10 o'clock, 9 Central. And we actually have a podcast coming up at FanFest. We'll do a live podcast. You'll have to show up and see who our guests are. It's always a good time. But I am Aubrey Edwards, and this is my best friend, Tony Schiavone. Thank you so much for listening to AEW Unrestricted.
Come on, throw your hands up. Let me see you. Unrestricted. Got the house now. We gonna turn it up.